Anderson family and about the folk. And it says there that prayers asked for believers throughout. As he said, they're very scared of what is happening and the very real threat the jihadists pose. The rains have been very bad this year again. So people are also afraid of how they're going to survive. Many animals have been stolen by the jihadists, including who is the pastor, Kathleen. You know, they're wondering. We've had a dry spell. We've sort of had a little moan, some people, about that and the fact that things weren't growing quite like they ought to be and all the rest of it. The moors some wonderful this year, but that's as it is. But there are folks who are wondering how they're going to survive, you know, and we've in the past sent help to them. But when they've got the jihadists there as well, grabbing the animals that help them survive, you know, life is very tough. But it's true that there is sufficient in the world for everybody to have enough. You know, when we think that how much we had on Friday night, you know, and not much of it was wasted, and the remnants of it have not been wasted either. So, you know, we're very fortunate, but there is enough in the world for everybody to have enough. And we need to remember that. And we need to remember that God's promise is there, that seed, time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease while the earth remains. You know, man can do what it likes to try and muck things up, and is doing quite a good job at that. But the fact is, that's God's promise, and we need to stick by it. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, there's an interesting little thought, or I think it's an interesting little thought, at any rate, in verses 19 to 22. Deuteronomy 24, 19 to 22. When thou cuttest down thine harvest in thy field, and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, for the widow. And when thou gatherest the grapes of thine vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterwards. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. With modern farming, it's very easy to try and make sure that you get the last bit, keep the field tidy and everything else. And I suppose in some senses there are some people who don't have a farm to do that with. And so we get, if you like, what Pat was telling us about on Friday. We get the food bank instead. And we're, if you like, giving our bits to those that are in the needy situation that we read about in Deuteronomy 24. By giving to food banks and things like that and sharing with others in different part of the world. And I think it's important that we remember that that's what God said. Don't gather up every little bit. Help to share it. It might be that we need to, if you like, gather it all, but then we need to share it. That's the important thing. And just a thought as we go through. Now,